Hey, Donald X, what is the story behind Fool?
Fool is the story of a card that was no good, that was bad to do, that was bad for the game, that there was a particular playtester who just adored it and just said, oh, you have to do Fool. Casual players will love this card so much. And I just poured endless work into Fool, and there are all these versions. And in the end, it's the card I most regret from Nocturne, and the one of the few cards that I banned on Temple Gates. So part of why I ban it, I don't ban it for the problems with the card. Part of why I ban it is because it makes me sad to see it. There's Fool. And part of why I ban it is that I don't enjoy the gameplay of Lucky Coin versus the bots. Because the bot will take all the silvers and, you know, give you a faster clock that gives you less time to do fun things. So I'm not thrilled with that. But yeah, Fool is a real lesson for this game designer that sometimes you need to be the bad guy and just say, I'm killing the super fun card that everyone would adore if only I would let it be published, and do anything else instead. And the problem with Fool, I guess I'm getting ahead of myself in the story, but of course this is all after it comes out that it really is clear, right? The problem, I was worried the whole way that I was worried that boons would be too slow. And so I desperately tried to make them very quick to resolve, very easy to understand. And I also desperately tried to avoid specific cards with the boons that would make you get too many boons, so that, again, they played too slowly. Like, there was Cantrip, Receive a Boon, and there was Plus Two Cards, Receive a Boon, and those things are gone because they were too slow. It was like, we're spending the whole game resolving boons. And so I put all this work into it, and then I threw that out the window twice, once on Fool, and the other time on Hexes, because the Hexes then, they couldn't be as simple as the boons, so they just got to be ludicrously complex. And it was this thing when Nocturne came out and we had an in-store release party type thing, and casual players showed up to try the new set. And every time a hex happened, the game would grind to a halt as everyone had to understand, what in the world did this thing do? And then it's like, next turn there's a new hex and the game grinds to a halt again. And it was so awful. It was so sad, you know, realizing how much I'd blown on the set that was supposed to be aimed at casual players. And we had had a blast playtesting it. And if you're an experienced player, I think it's a fantastic set. And there are a number of people who cite it as their favorite set. But, it, you know, it has flavor to aim it at casual players, but then all the cards are like super demand you to be experienced. And I don't just mean in terms of, like, you know, to play them well strategically, which isn't an issue at all, but to deal with them. Yeah, it's just really over-the-top complex. I forget what I was saying. So Fool, you know, the casual player problem is that three boons takes a while. And from the beginning, this was an issue that should have just killed the card. But instead, I tried endless things to try to have it be that it didn't slow down the game too much, even though it gave you three boons. And so the very first version is just look at the top three boons, receive them in any order. Then the second version is mysterious. It says, take all three boons, receive them in any order. So briefly, there were three boons revealed on the table. And when you received a boon, you took the one that you wanted, and then we replaced it, right? One of the variable market things. And the boons, there was also a time period when you could tell what the top boon was. Boons actually debuted in Empires, and I held them off until Nocturne. I mean, it was just, the Empires had a lot going on. This has happened multiple times where something has been saved from one set to another. So yeah, at some point you could tell what the top boon is, but this was anti-fun in certain ways. And in the end, it's just, you know, you get a random boon. But there was one point when it was three and you could see them. And so Fool, which was then called Druid, just gave you all three. And so the next version says, when you gain this, each player may treasure cards in their hand. I don't know what I was going for there. Just spicing up this card. So then we have, if you've received a boon this turn, gain a gold. Otherwise, take all three boons and receive them in any order. So this now It's not that it's trying to create a mini game of, oh, you want to play two druids so you can get your gold. It's trying to stop you from getting six boons in one turn. And that's the entire thing it's doing. And then all there will be all these ways to do that. Because, you know, the six boons in one turn, which I kept trying and then abandoning, it's just so slow. Someone would throne room boon and you'd be like, oh, the throne room fool. And it would be like, that game took forever. So he couldn't just let you keep getting the boons. So then we have receive them in any order, or receive one twice and discard the rest, which is just trying to deal with what if you didn't like the set of boons. And this one has an heirloom, holy symbol, and that's goat. And so this must be when I added the heirlooms and it got them. You can also see the first two druids don't say fate on the bottom. They didn't originally say that, so I added that. And then I came up, then I added heirlooms, and there's somehow another version that does not have the heirloom, and then it got a different heirloom, supplies. So this one is a coin, take three boons, because I guess it just wasn't good enough. Oh, no, now this was so I could charge five for it, but obviously that was going to suck. And supplies. So now we have a little history of supplies. So it starts off with the name Lucky Coin, and it's Lucky Coin, but it wasn't an heirloom. It was just a pile. And then there is Lucky Coin, but it's an heirloom. And it was the card you got with Wayfarer, and I'm just showing you this card because it's part of this Lucky Coin story, and it's some random card. Draw until you have seven cards in hand. You may discard two cards if you do, plus two actions. And it spells out the heirloom now. It says, set up, each player starts with a Lucky Coin in place of a copper. And that was before I had the technology of, I'm just going to send you the rule book and say heirloom, colon. And of course, later I would have the yellow bar and we'll see that. So anyway, so that was what Lucky Coin was for as an heirloom. Then I changed it to supplies and Druid got it. And so this, the reason for putting Lucky Coin on Druid was to make it less likely that you get three boons multiple times. It was because, well, you're gaining silver, so you'll see your Druid less often. So this thing that's ruining the game that I somehow can't kill will get to do it less often. So that was why it got the heirloom. And so then there's just a version that's back at three with no plus one coin. Then I renamed it to Fool, and I changed the heirloom to Magic Purse. Just trying to have flavor for this thing that with the Fool. And so then I had the technology of the little yellow bar that says Heirloom Magic Purse. And of course, the actual cards have that, but for a long time, online did not. I think online just recently got it. And so then there's a weird one. Take three boons, receive them in any order. If they included the Flames Gift and the Forest Gift, exchange this for a ghost. And so this was just part of how I wanted it to be, that there were more ways to get ghosts, or there was maybe I just wanted there to be another way to get ghosts. And I tried a bunch of different things, and we'll tell that story later. or we already told it, depending on what order these videos come out in. But this particular one, it's a weird thing. It's just like, oh, see, you get the Flames Gift and the Forest Gift and the forest burns down and you get a ghost. Okay. So it's just a little bit of flavor and that's fun. It was the set that was going for that, right? And that apparently, that probably never happened. And so the next version says, if you haven't received any boons, you get three and otherwise you trash this. And if you don't have a ghost in play, gain a ghost. And I guess I was worried it would be too easy to get ghosts. And so this one is just, again, like the if you throne roomed it or somehow played two fools, okay, we get rid of it. So that won't happen again. Then we have if another card played this, plus three coins. So that's just specifically saying, did you throne this fool? Which that's just so sad. Then the next one is Tragic Hero, right? So I was like, man, maybe I'm not doing this card. Boy, I wish I hadn't. But there it is, Tragic Hero. And Tragic Hero is, we're doing its story, right? One of these videos will be Tragic Hero. And it won't include this picture of Fool, which was just, you know, some idle passing thing. So then we have, you may trash this for plus four cards, trying to give it a use when, if you have no other cards in play, take three boons. So that's stopping the throne room. And then giving it a use for when you couldn't get the boons. And this is a direction that I could have gone. This next card says, plus two cards, trash this, and you get three boons. And it says, if you did even. So if you throne roomed it, you don't get to do it twice. And This is a direction I could have gone to rescue this card. Like if I'd poured even more work into Fool, the set hadn't come out, but I hadn't come to my senses and gotten rid of it, then making it a one shot, which was totally unacceptable for this playtester, right? It was like, you know, no, the whole fun is you play this card and you get three boons. You don't want it to go away. But making it a one shot was a way that I could have preserved you get three boons at once and not had it ruin things, right? Like, because you can only do that so many times without all these combos that are not a problem. And you couldn't throne room this. And if you played two in the same turn, that's fine. They're both gone. Anyway, that was the direction I should have taken if I didn't just kill it. So then we have set this aside to take three boons and receive them in the order. Discard this when you play a magic purse. So now it's trying to tie itself in with the heirloom, where the heirloom gets you the fool back so that you can't keep playing the fools. Then this next one, boy, there's a million of these. If you've already played a fool this turn, exchange this for gold. So it's that idea again. Now we have set this aside on the pit. If you do, take three boons, receive them in any order, discard this when you play magic ring. So this is just the same thing as a couple cards ago, where the fool is just tied up until you play the heirloom. But we've put a thing on the board to place the fool in, which is this pit. The fool falls in this pit, and then when you get the magic ring, they get back out. And so now the lucky coin is called magic ring. And so then there's another version of that, that where I move the text onto the lucky coin, which is now called lucky coin again, instead of having it be on fool, right? So fool just says you get three boons and you put them on the pit. And then lucky coin says, when you play this, gain a silver and discard your fools from the pit. And so anyway, what an interesting story. So then we have set this aside in the woods. You know, maybe it's not a pit, maybe it's a woods. And down at the bottom, we've got an image of the woods, which just says, put your set aside fools here facing you. Because I remember whose fools are whose, which was not actually a problem. But this was, it's at some point, it's one of those things that happens in playtesting. You want to avoid it. You want to avoid like endlessly trying to word a card that's going to die. Like you've put all the work into this wording, but the card didn't survive. Or endlessly trying to name a card that's going to die. And in this case, it's like, well, you could really worry, is it okay that we're all putting our fools in the same woods? And, you know, the answer was yes. And the answer was it doesn't matter because that's not lasting. Yes, so it was called the woods. Then we have a duration version. If this wasn't played by a card, still saying you can't throne room it. Then at the start of your next turn, take three wins and receive them in any order. So I'm making it a duration just so you get to do it less often. Then there's a version of Lucky Coin that gives you a coin when you discard your fools from the woods, on the grounds that this card sucks, probably. That was probably the reason. just let's make it a little better, right? It was just very weak. Then, and I don't have a picture of Foolish. If you have Foolish, exchange this for gold. Otherwise, take Foolish and three boons and receive the boons in any order. But there is no picture of Foolish. And it's not that I'm missing pictures. Like I'm missing pictures for the end of Empire, work on Empires and Renaissance, because I switched computers and somehow not all those files got copied over because I wasn't going to think of it because the sets were done. And I backed up the files earlier when I was working on the set, but at the very end, so I've lost some images. But this is not one of those. There just never was an image for Foolish. That was just a placeholder name. So it's back to making you turn in the fool for a different card. And so then we have, if you don't have Lost in the Woods, take it and take three boons and receive the boons in any order. And there's Lost in the Woods at the start of your turn, you may discard a card to receive a boon. And so that feels like the final version, but there's one more image which says if you aren't the player with Lost in the Woods, it's just a rewording. And so, yeah, in the end, like in terms of playing with the card, like if when I watch, you know, people actually playing with Fool online, it's not like Fool is ruining these games. Lucky Coin isn't ruining these games either. They, you know, they gain their silvers. It's fine. Sometimes they buy Fool. It's not like you always buy Fool. You know, it's not very good, but sometimes there's a reason and you buy it. It's fine. It's no star card. It's no card that anyone has ever said, oh my God, Fool, this one is amazing. But yeah, I remain sad that I did this thing because we immediately got reports from casual players when the set came out, having exactly the experience that they weren't supposed to have, that I'd struggled to avoid, where their game was slow, because they were new to the expansion and they had to get three boons and deal with, oh my God, I'm receiving three boons all at once. And what order do I do them? And so they had slow game and it was all fool's fault. And it's like, yeah, why didn't I kill that card one of the zillion times that I wanted to? And I'm more true to myself now. And the game doesn't need any card, even if a playtester really likes it. You know, any particular card could die, even if I'm making a horrible mistake. And it's just never that bad of a mistake because you get some other good card. And, you know, there need to be great cards, and there will be. And so it's just not something to put all this energy into and then make and still make the mistake. So that is the story of Fool.
Hey, Bards, what do you have for us today?
Does remorse ever course in your veins? There's an amnesty, throw off these chains. Since expansions have shifted, the curses are lifted. Relinquish your ill-gotten gains.
This treasure, though regal, so seldom appealed, the cost of a crown for a silver of yield. No stamp of approval could stop its removal. With Tui's a-brewing, its fate had been sealed.
Thank you, Seldrosa, for that well-earned send-off to ill-gotten gains, and Jaynels for that lovely tribute to Royal Seal.